Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hello, this is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Kathleen, your Larabar addicted Target store resident organizing maniac friend.
And I'm Bethany, your overheated coffee needing going on vacation next week friend.
And every week, Bethany and I meet up to discuss our lives, what's weird in the world, and we invite you to join us. And this week, we're welcoming our guys.
Hello, this is Neil, Kathleen's husband friend.
And this is Dennis. Bethany's also not yet husband friend.
I want to see more enthusiasm from both of you.
Yeah, let's do that. Take two.
And this week, we're welcoming our guys.
Hello!
That's so good!
Oh, you guys could like start a band or something.
This week, we brought the boys on because we wanted to do a foursome. You guys have not met previous to today.
No, we have not.
So Neil, please meet Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Dennis, please meet Neil.
Hello, Neil.
All right.
Very nice to meet you.
They're shaking hands.
No, I think you should kiss.
Okay.
Fine.
Okay, Neil. Yeah!
Oh, my God. They took off their headphones.
Fast.
And I wasn't about to stop it. I was about to grab my phone.
I know you. I saw you reach fast. I appreciate that about
you,
too.
We're progressive men.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
So this week, Bethany and I have some questions about the male anatomy since we have two live males with us.
Yeah, specimens. And this isn't something you get to ask very often, and it's something that I'm really curious about.
Uh-huh.
Do we want to just jump right into it?
Nah, let's talk about our weeks first.
Okay, Kathleen.
I've been to Target 3 times this week.
What did you buy? Do you remember all of it?
Okay, so you know when you're like, you're reorganizing your life and you have to pull everything out of the cabinets and out of the drawers and your place is an absolute mess.
It's the best feeling though when you put it all back together and it's like clean and wonderful.
It's kind of like a rash where things have to get worse before they get better.
Yes, totally.
So I'm in the part right now where they get worse, but I keep going to Target to buy the most basic bitch item ever.
Which is
clear organizing containers.
They're good though. What are you putting in? Your Sharpies?
No, I'm putting in like clothes, like seasonal clothes, seasonal shoes, decorations, Christmas stuff, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I felt very adult this week because I bought a filing cabinet.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited. It is a little mid-century modern, which is not normally my aesthetic. It's Dennis's aesthetic.
Oh, it's my aesthetic,
it's
too.
Your aesthetic, Kathleen. But it's the cuter. I didn't want an old-timey, like, I didn't want a metal one. I wanted, like, either one I found on the street and could renovate, or I wanted one that looks decent.
Yeah.
So it's coming on Thursday or Friday. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put a lot of things in it, like some files. And some papers.
Important things.
Envelopes.
And giant gilded mirrors.
I have giant gilded mirrors.
Yes.
Some makeup.
Uh-huh.
Some business cards.
Uh-huh.
Some envelopes.
Yes.
I'm going to put some pencils in there.
Uh-huh.
I have some pens I'd like to put in there. Also some sticky notes.
Are you a makeup hoarder like I'm a makeup hoarder?
Yes.
I have boxes and boxes and I can't bring myself to get rid of it because a lot of it we've gotten at events where it's free and I'm like, I'm saving myself a lot of money.
Yeah.
But at some point, your apartment becomes more makeup than it becomes apartment.
And also, I know you two guys don't necessarily wear makeup. If you're a makeup wearer, you may or may not know this. The makeup on the back has an expiration that says when you're supposed to throw it away. There's like a little makeup container drawing on the back and then it says like 6M or 12M or 2 years. So you know how long the makeup lasts.
Yes.
And I have many makeups from like 5 years ago that say 6 months on them and I still keep them.
I really had to draw the line once with a mascara that I was using and loving that was very old and then I got an eye infection from it. I was like, okay, it's time to throw this away.
Gross.
I'm disgusting.
Neil's face just folded in half.
And I rubbed my face on your face, hon.
Yeah. And that's how you got that eye infection.
Oh, I thought it was the poop hike.
Oh, stop. Don't air our stuff on this podcast.
Sorry.
Dennis.
Yes?
Describe your aesthetic for me.
My aesthetic would be mid-century modern minimalism.
Okay.
Futurism.
All right. Mid-century modern futurist. It was what the future of the 60s looked like. Mm. And very clean.
So you have a robot?
Yes.
He would if he could.
I would if I could have a robot.
It's like a lot of, it's like mid-century modern with a neon green wall and then a purple wall and like.
Those walls were a mistake.
No, I like them. I think they fit.
Okay.
I like them. But yeah, like the future looked to people in the 50s, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like 60s plus space age.
So the Jetsons.
Yeah, like the Jetsons.
Yep. Kind of like the Jetsons or like if you watch A Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
You
without all the murder and torture. torture.
You two are really perfect for each other.
Thank you.
Neil, what's your aesthetic?
Yeah, what's your aesthetic, Neil?
Whatever you want.
Good answer.
Okay,
good
Neil, let's say that tomorrow you come into money and you get to buy your own home.
Yeah.
What will you put in it to decorate?
A very large television.
Okay.
A very comfortable couch.
Yeah.
That's about it.
So then the rest of the, like, you have 10 rooms. You get this massive brownstone. You get to put whatever you want in it. Kathleen, you also get a brownstone, separate but next door. Neil.
The dream. Living the dream.
What are you going to put in your massive brownstone? You have 10 rooms to do whatever you want with.
I would blow out all the walls and see if I could get the biggest television possible on one side of it.
That's
so
all
that
he
I
wants.
Never had to leave the house.
Just a television and a couch.
And then like
and
a
comfortable couch in every room.
I'm very simple.
There's this fabulous new TV show on HGTV called Unspouse My House.
Hey Girl TV.
Hey Girl TV. And Neil and I were having a conversation like if we were to get divorced, who would get what? Because that's like a healthy thing to do when you're
totally
married.
Healthy.
You need to be prepared.
If this all comes crashing down.
And he didn't want anything except for the TV.
It's fine. You can take it.
Who gets the cat?
He does.
Is cannoli yours?
No, I just want to keep her alive.
No, this is why.
This episode's better. So full disclosure, dropping the fourth wall and giving you some inside baseball, we recorded a half episode already and then we had to scrap it because of sound issues. This one's better.
This one's really good.
I have to run something by Bethany. Yes. Neil said, when I said this, I sounded like a psycho. Dennis, you can weigh in on this too.
Okay.
I'm going to let you. When Neil and I were theoretically discussing who would get what in the house, and I said, okay, you take the cat because every time you pet her or touch her or feed her, I want you to think of me and I never want you to not be without me in your life. Because it technically was like my passion project. Like getting that cat was my thing.
Right.
You built that from the ground up.
And he called me a psycho.
I did not call you a psycho. I said that's psychotic. There's a difference.
Oh, I think it's a little psychotic, but like in a wonderful way.
Okay, thank you.
In like the best way. Dennis, what do you think?
Totally fucking normal.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great.
Right? Totally normal. I'm on board with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're like going to have a bad breakup with your ex, you want to get into your ex's, like you want to push their buttons and you always want to be part of the fabric of their life.
Totally.
Yep.
Agreed. The psychotic part is using like a living thing to do that.
Oh, whatever.
Well, yeah, that's called healthy manipulation.
People do that with their kids all the time.
Yeah.
In divorces.
Yeah, which is not
nice. I mean, it's not great.
It's not great for the children.
I'll do it with our kids eventually, so yeah.
I was just going to say, isn't that why kids are born?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, you have something to hold over your ex-husband or wife's head. Yeah.
Or farm labor.
But the cat doesn't know it's happening.
That's okay.
The kids will know.
It's better that way for the cat.
Yeah, it's better for the cat.
Probably, but you know. Seems meaner.
All the reason why Minerva needs to come home with me.
Dennis keeps trying to steal one of my cats, Minerva, and I don't appreciate it.
No, I think you should.
No,
thank you,
Kathleen. This is not great. She has her brother, and they love each other. I don't want to separate them. That's messed up. There's a Sweet Valley High book or something about twins who got separated, and it does not ever go well.
Well,
wasn't that Flowers in the Attic?
Maybe it was Flowers in the Attic.
There was a story that came out a few years ago about these two babies from China that were adopted to different families in
you
the U.S.
You should never adopt out twins to separate families.
And in China, the orphanage separated the twins. And the families had no idea. And then basically through like a DNA thing, I believe, or like a photo online, something like that, they realized that they had a twin in the same country on the other side of the country.
That is every, at least, young girl's dream. I don't know if guys do the same thing. I know that I always wanted to be separated at birth from someone who was like my twin.
Uh-huh.
And also that my real parents were royalty.
Well, I wanted my dad to be Dennis Quaid and my mom to be Natalie, the one that was married to Liam.
Natasha Richardson.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Right? That they got divorced and separated twins.
Yeah,
nobody
that's
ever
right.
talks about how fucked up that is.
But one of them got to be British.
Yeah, and then one of them got to own a winery.
Yeah. Huh.
Should we start with the penis questions?
Yeah. Kathleen.
Yeah.
Look at my breasts.
I've never stopped looking ever since I met you.
They look amazing.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm wearing my Third Love bra because Third Love bra is the best bra.
Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for the perfect fit and premium feel.
So let's say that you are a size like 38B.
Uh-huh.
You aren't getting a 38B just because that's what the measurement says. You're getting it because thousands of other women, all of their measurements have gone into a big computer and they've like decided based on real women what these sizes are. So you might be a different size than you think you are based on your measurements, but you're also going to get a bra that fits you better than anyone has before.
Since we partnered up with Third Love, I have gone on to purchase an additional 4 bras and a couple pairs of underwear from them because they are that good.
Yeah. And because I've told you this before, Kathleen, because I live with a family, just in their family home,
yeah,
we sometimes sort each other's mail.
Uh-huh.
And my landlady just got a Third Love bra in the mail, and I was very proud of her.
You know what? That, I'm almost tearing up. That makes me so happy.
Yeah, I'm really pleased.
So if you're skeptical, you're like, I have to go to the store, and that's where I buy a bra, and they measure me, and I try stuff on.
And a stranger I don't know cups my breasts.
And feels you up.
Yep.
You don't need to do that. I was skeptical, too. I was like, okay, I'm not going to be able to find something that's comfortable by an online quiz, but I did. Mm-hmm. You just have to be very, very, very honest about your body and the way that your bras currently fit you, and you're going to get something in the mail that you love.
By the way, if you don't love the bra for some reason, they do have a 100% fit guarantee. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, put it to the test, and if you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. And we want you to get one as well.
Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order.
So go to thirdlove.com/taste right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase.
That's thirdlove.com/taste for 15% off today.
Gentlemen.
Ladies.
We've brought you here for a very specific reason today.
Okay.
Kathleen, do you want to do the honors?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Like to. Dennis.
Yes.
Neil.
Yes.
Bethany and I would like to inquire about what it is like to have a penis.
It's pretty great. I get a lot of stuff just for having my own penis.
Your own?
Yeah.
Like,
not mine.
Prizes? Like, do you win radio contests?
Occasionally.
You don't rent it?
No, it's just, you know, everything that goes along with having the penis being more trusted because you're looked at as a man who's more trusted.
Our country prefers you.
Yeah.
That's true.
I am as a 6 foot tall, white, average looking man. The world is my oyster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's very self aware of you.
It's yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Thank you. It has to be.
Yeah. I appreciate that. That's a very self aware answer. Yeah.
Dennis, what's your take on the junk?
My emotions are mixed. I mean, I love.
I'm conflicted.
I both love and hate it all at once.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, my when we go on autopilot, that's when it's a little embarrassing.
What do you mean?
You're PP has an autopilot turn off?
When it chooses to stand at attention.
Oh, gotcha. So when you get a random public erection, an RPE.
They're actually NRBs is generally what they're known as, no reason boners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
It'll happen. Oh. You'll be like at an event and they're like, and now speaking on behalf of the Children's Fund of America, Dennis Callow.
Oh, no.
And the big thunderous applause, and Dennis Callow gets up, and through his tuxedo pants, because he wears very fitted pants, there is a bulge.
You do wear tight pants.
So what does it feel like to get an erection? And, like, shouldn't you wear tighter pants as to, like, press it down if you were to have happenstance that?
No, then painful. It gets stuck to your leg and
it hurts.
It has a lot of feelings.
Okay,
it's trying
both
to go physical and emotional.
Yeah.
What is okay? So let's go back to the first
emotions.
One. What does it feel like to have an erection?
Mm-hmm.
Is it tingly? Is it
Neil? You want to cover this one?
I don't know how to. It feels like you have an erection. I don't know how to answer that question. Otherwise,
there are two different kinds. I think there are a few different kinds of erections, but I can give you the two that are like there's the biological one that's just like There's the uh-oh boner that's like you don't get tingly. There's no sense of like arousal. It's just suddenly you have like you're like, oh, there's all the blood's going there.
And does it feel heavier there? Like can you feel it at all?
Tense your fist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like that, like not like really tight. Like it doesn't hurt, but it feels like you've got this hardened appendage.
Okay. Oh, that helps. Okay.
Yeah, it feels like a hardened appendage that's just up on its own.
Okay.
But then there's the arousal one where you're getting like, you're feeling feelings.
Yeah.
And he starts with the tingling above your genitalia and then tingles. Suddenly you are having
and that does and that feel this is does that also feel like a tense fist or is
it's
that
a little
one
more pleasant, I think, because you're expecting it, whereas the other one's more invasive.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a good explanation.
That's really helpful.
I'm learning so much.
I know. Okay, so then, wait, what was the other question, you follow-up question you had that was so good, Kathleen? I'm trying to remember. Oh, okay. Why does it hurt if you're pressing it down with pants?
because it wants to be up. And
so is it a little bit like if you're sleeping on your arm wrong and your arm like is in pain?
No, it's just like it's like trying to bend your elbow backwards.
Oh, that's not at all what I expected from
that's
that.
Me either.
No, that's actually not a good explanation. It's like trying to bend your finger backwards. Actually, okay, is a better explanation because it'll go because there's joints there and the cartilage isn't all that heavy.
Yeah,
but if, when you're trying to bend your finger backwards, right, it doesn't want to go. It
right.
hurts.
It's not it like hurts.
You can still try to bend it further, but it hurts.
It hurts.
Yeah,
oh.
And it's and if you're not wearing boxers, if you're wearing briefs or boxer briefs, and they're not really like very flexible.
Yeah,
like this is why I won't wear briefs is because you'll if you're walking and you can't walk, like you literally have to walk like.
Like a sumo wrestler.
Like a sumo wrestler.
Mm. Also, you're an adult. Also, you're an adult male, so you probably shouldn't be wearing like tiny
ones. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I dated a guy actually who, I didn't date. We just messed around, and he took his pants off, and he was wearing Superman tighty whiteys.
No.
And you messed around with him more than once?
Well, no. This was after. Sorry, he revealed the underwear after we messed around. So like they were his after messing around. I'm gonna get dressed again, and he put them on.
Okay, I have a very serious question. Can he fly? Does he have X-ray vision?
Unknown.
Okay. So he's not Superman.
Unknown.
See, I'm not going to cast judgment on the guys who wear briefs.
I am.
Because I have like some questionable, like unsexy underwear too. That like, say I wasn't married and I was like, you know, getting down dirty with someone. And I was like, okay, let me put on my blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They might be like, oh, what is that what you're wearing?
Like Diary of Bridget Jones' yeah. situation.
Like bloomers?
Yeah.
Like blue, like pantaloons.
I prefer yeah. like a full bodysuit underwear.
Right. She's a never nude. She uh-huh. only right. wears, yeah, well, never I takes mean, look, off in shorts.
I must give you women credit because I don't, for the life of me, and Neil, I don't know if you like agree with this, but thongs, like what the hell? Isn't that really uncomfortable?
Yeah, they're pretty bad. Depending
on the only
on
reason why you wear it, pardon my interruption.
That's okay.
But the only reason why you wear it is so you don't see the panty line.
VPL, visible panty line.
That's insane.
It's odd. It's weird.
I commit to the VPL sometimes. Like I know that I'm gonna have VPL, and mm-hmm. I'm just like, it is what it is.
I would never wear a thong.
All right, back to penises.
Okay.
Do you guys ever do that thing where you like? You do a little dance, you shake your hips, and your penis goes flat, 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 flat.
Boing, boing, boing.
Like helicoptering? Is
no,
that what
it's like, it's like smack, smack, isn't that how you dry off and when you get out of the shower? Like, that's how I would dry off if I had a penis.
Wait. You actually think that we, like, wag around like a dog?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I can't speak for Dennis, but I use, what are those things? A towel.
A towel.
Mm. Neil?
Yeah.
I also use a towel.
Mm. That's so weird.
So you guys don't get out of the shower and, like,
I do
swing it around yeah. like a helicopter.
No,
that's how I imagined it happened.
You do that like as a young boy where you're like, look at this thing. Ah.
I absolutely dated a guy who loved to do that.
It there's a lot of questionable.
Okay,
yeah, I'm sure.
Superman underwear and helicoptering.
You seem to have a thing for men with who have very. Very large penis issues.
Yeah.
Okay, something else that I'm not really excited to ask, but I always think about.
That's not what I meant.
What's that, Kathleen?
If okay, so you're doing number two, you have to sit down. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this so gross, Bethany? Are you going to kill me?
No, I'm going to work through it.
So your wiener doesn't...
We can say penis. I think we're adult enough to say penis.
Your pee-pee.
Penis. So can you say penis, Kathleen?
So your penis. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, I would be concerned that my penis would, like, get in the way. Like, maybe, like, brush up against the inside of the toilet lid, which to me is, like, disgusting.
It's awful.
Do you have to, like, hold it up while you're doing number two? Like,
no,
cradle
you,
it in your hand.
Like how we have to hold up our rompers.
Uh-huh.
It goes between your legs.
Yeah. Does it go inside the toilet when you're doing number two?
Well, like, it's not hanging up. I mean, maybe for some men it will hang down and touch the toilet water. I have never had that problem before.
Okay.
Dennis,
have you had that problem before?
Dennis
has had that problem before.
Neil is bowing down.
Neil is now bowing to Dennis.
Dennis, you got a big schlong.
Congratulations, Bethany.
Dennis, do you have to hold your penis up so it doesn't hit the toilet water?
All right. I'm about to share a story that's very personal.
Uh-huh.
I would like this to be a safe space.
Okay.
Sure is. No one's listening except us three.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's it.
Yes, I've had that problem.
No way. Congratulations, Bethany.
All toilets are different. And the worst are the... And I will... Okay. So I'm sorry to get too gross here, but if I got to go, I'm going to go public toilet or not.
Yes.
I will
He's
go.
He's vegan.
Yeah. You're vegan. I understand.
There have been some toilets that are so disgusting,
mm-hmm.
and I know that I'm going to hit the water.
Yeah.
That I'll stand up like and just hold everything and just do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every toilet is different.
Yeah.
Some I hit, some I don't.
Wow.
Some are a little higher than most, others are not.
That's crazy.
Bethany, you're safe.
You're just trying
to... Mine at home is a little low, so I have to be extra careful.
I mean, you're tall. How tall are you?
And Bethany just drew a diagram, by the way.
Is that what it looks like? I just drew a diagram.
Yeah.
Podcasting is famously a visual medium. Yeah. I don't know if this...
That's.
I mean, no, it's so more...
This is the water.
Yeah, that's the
right.
water.
It's more the... Yeah, it's more the...
It's toilet design.
Accurate depiction.
Right.
Thank you.
More than toilet design. And so, yes, that has happened to me. Yes, I do have to hold it up sometimes. Yeah. And yes, what I will do is I will put my legs together and put it up and it will rest on my legs.
The reverse tuck.
Yeah. The reverse tuck, yes.
I respect that.
My life is different than it was 2 minutes ago.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah, it's happened to me, man. And okay. I've gotten really scared about like weird rashes and like I'm like, oh my God, I can't touch that water.
Yeah, no, you don't. You could catch anything from toilet. Yep.
So like this is so, not to cut you off about that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Continue.
So like this is not something I've ever talked about, but it's like a topic of conversation I've ever had before. Like, have you ever had this conversation with people? Like, is this like a lot of other dudes have to deal with this?
I don't know because I haven't had the discussion.
Okay,
but I feel good that I've admitted it.
Be more open with each other. Yeah. I've never heard it being a thing before.
I don't think people need to be more open with each other about this is like a weird conversation.
Remember this coming up on Loveline with Dr. Drew.
Oh, I used to love that show.
Where a guy, something about it, and they had never heard of it before.
Okay.
Like someone called in about it, and they had never heard of it before.
Okay, so...
Okay, here's my follow-up question really quickly. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay.
Do testicles ever fall in the water?
Because
they're
my
also
biggest problem.
They're
That's
also
the
like...
Yeah.
They're like...
It's
I
not
don't,
so much... The, it's not so much...
It's not the penis...
Yes.
It's testicles.
The very
no
bottom.
Way.
Yes.
I don't know how this works.
It depends on how high the water is.
And also how cold it is, I would guess. If it's colder, they're probably closer to your bod.
Yes. And apparently, like, the water that is actually, like, you know, coming through is very sanitary, but I don't trust the cleanliness of the bowl itself.
Yeah.
It's also
carrying all sorts of microbes.
You're also leaving stuff in there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no one's cleaning their toilet after every
like first dip is not a problem, but once you're
immersed,
yeah,
I mean you don't want to be bathing in that.
No.
So let's move on.
Okay.
Do you guys ever feel weighed down by your penis? Like, is it just an appendage that makes you feel heavier? Like, because for women, sometimes your boobs, you're like, oh my God, they are just so heavy.
Like if you go running.
Yes.
No, it's not that heavy.
No. Yeah,
so they don't weigh that much.
Does it get in the way if you're trying to like walk briskly? Does it ever like get up out of the way or like trip you or like run
it
your
depends on your underwear too.
Run your stride.
Yeah.
Okay,
if it trips you, that's a serious problem.
Yeah,
like I mean,
even worse than yours.
Even worse than your junk being in toilet water.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
If you're tripped up by your own penis, like go see a doctor.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Get find a plastic
wrong
surgeon.
There.
Yeah.
You need a reduction.
No, that's why I used to wear boxers.
Yeah.
And then like the as you're walking, like it would be a little bit more
jingle jangle
and obstructive.
It feels like it would.
But with boxer briefs it's not. I have no problem.
I feel like boxer briefs it's like a holster for your penis. It like holds it on your thigh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it should be.
Ooh, yeah, they really shouldn't make any other kind of underwear.
Yeah.
Okay, so women, we can have one breast that's bigger than the other.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very common. What about your balls?
Your left is usually lower than your right.
Yeah.
Really? Left?
Yeah.
Yep.
Why?
I don't know, but biologically, most men's left is a little bit lower than their right.
I once dated a guy who had three.
Really?
Stop it. No, you didn't.
You, what? Who? What? These guys? Superman underwear, three balls, and what else?
Did you take a photo to remember it?
No.
Was he incredibly
virile? It was inside.
Virile?
No, it was two in one, and then one in the other.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Do you
it was
think
like
he was supposed to be like another person, like a twin, and
probably
he,
it
and
was
he
like
just
a, it wasn't
the other person.
Yeah, because it wasn't like a proper testicle. It was like two proper testicles and like a non
a ballet.
Like a baby, like a ballet. Like a benign tumor.
Mm.
So he technically had two testes and a tumor, which is coming soon to Fox this fall.
I can't wait.
But it's possible that it was a twin that he just absorbed.
Yeah.
It was just like teeth
like
and hair.
Like people have four nipples.
Yeah. I also had a producer who had three nipples.
Yeah, he absorbed a person.
Yeah, it's probably just like a little tooth coming out of
his... Yeah, I think Neil might have three nipples. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's a third nipple.
It's okay.
I always
it doesn't
remind
really
him
do
about
anything.
It.
Why do you remind... You should just pierce it. Put a ring in it.
Say, oh,
no,
this
it's
is your
not
third
like
nipple.
Long. It's just like a little like bump That's That's just this. It's like a, just the same skin as the nipple.
You should get like your two nipples pierced and have a chain going to the little third one, and like just have a chain thing like going.
Amazing.
Like when Janet Jackson had that nose ring that attached to her earring.
Exactly.
You should do that.
I think they sell it at Hot Topic. Okay.
Okay.
Let's one last question, unless Bethany has any others.
No, I like where this conversation is going, Kathleen. You're doing a good job.
Thanks. Do you ever pee sitting down?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a vacation.
It feels relaxing. I like that.
There are some days when you're like, I don't want to fucking do this.
Yeah.
And you're like, you sit down.
Your legs are tired.
I'm major confession here.
Mm-hmm.
When we were filming Lonely Hearts, Bethany and I's short film that's going to be coming out, Bethany actually witnessed me stumbling. Like, that's how tired I was.
Yeah. It was like when you play that game in gym where you like spin on a bat and then try to run.
Mm.
He was doing that, but it was from tiredness.
I was filled with ailments. Yes. Like, I just didn't feel well because I've been working so much.
You're totally exhausted. I was
exhausted.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. I sat down every time I went to the bathroom, no matter what it was. I was like, fuck this. I'm sitting down. I am not standing up. I don't want to exert energy. And it's great. We have the option to.
See, when I wake up at like 2 o'clock in the morning and I have to pee, man, I am not, number one, it's you just woke up. So that's you have an erection when you just wake up because you have to pee. Because your bladder pressures into your prostate and it gives you an erection.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Science.
Yeah, you guys didn't know this was going to turn into science.
Boner science.
I will always sit down because I don't want to have to like keep my eyes open when I'm like half asleep.
Yeah.
And you can't close your eyes because then you can't aim. And I also like don't want to have to like wrangle an erection while I'm trying to pee. So
it's harder to aim when you have an erection.
It is near impossible to aim when you have an erection. You're not supposed to be able to pee when you have an erection, technically.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But you can.
It's like how chickens give birth to eggs out of the same hole that they pee out of.
That's actually it. It's all your urethra, but like it can point to different places, I guess. I have no idea what
I'm
talking about.
It's like a little door that opens on one or the other.
I feel like this is right.
Yeah, I think
so. I'm just going to go with it.
Let's just go with it. It's now science.
I'm happy to be wrong about this, but it feels good.
Yeah, it feels great.
Which is sex. Now we're back to sex.
I will say this quickly, though, about the sitting while peeing for men is that there is a lot of shaming involved in it.
Really?
Ton.
Well, we need to stop that.
Stop it because I think so many guys do it, but there are a lot of like bros out there that'll be like, oh, where do you sit when you pee?
Yeah.
You know, it's like that kind of
thing.
Dude,
you guys
have
like, to
put
up with
totally
a lot
sit when
of
I pee
aggro.
No, it's ridiculous. And I'm like, I sit when I pee sometimes.
Sometimes you want to rest those legs.
Yeah,
sometimes
I understand that.
No toilet vacation. Yeah, there's no shame in it. And I'm so happy that you admitted it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, thank God, Neil's like a normal human being.
Yeah. So, okay. One last, I know I said that was the last question, but I have one last auxiliary question. Yeah.
Fire away. No pun intended.
Urinals don't have toilet paper. What's the deal? Is that when you do the shake and you
don't
drip dry?
You don't need to, it's not the same as what you have.
Uh-huh.
So you don't need to dry it off.
There's not like one little, like, you know when you're trying to finish a glass of water and like there's the one little drop at the very bottom that won't roll down the glass into your mouth? You don't have like that one clinging drop?
So it can happen.
Yeah. So there are, I will, okay.
So
I
you
will
just
say,
commit
I will
to having
this.
Like slightly damp underwear. Yeah.
Actually, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you prefer it if they had tissues available at the urinal?
No.
Or what about like,
no,
you know, hand dryers? They could have one for your pee-pee.
Like a little penis dryer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love that, actually.
Like a Dyson. Like a Dyson air blade.
Like a little air bidet.
Yeah.
I would just stare at it like flapping. Because you know? A Dyson is like a wind tunnel. Yeah.
So those things, like, those things are less sanitary than...
Okay, let's not go there, but
they
fun
fling
to use.
Your poo particles 10 feet behind you. I read in an NPR article.
Right, yeah. Okay. So I want to...
Sharticles everywhere.
Sharticles.
My favorite thing is microphone sound effects.
I will say this. There is sometimes in the middle of the night,
uh-huh,
if you're really tired and you think you got it all out,
uh-huh,
there are times when you get a little extra after you think you're done.
Yeah.
And now I am a man who wears pajamas.
Yeah.
I wear full-on Sleepy Jones, no ad here, but Sleepy Jones pajamas.
Yeah, I love that.
And I will get up and I will go to the bathroom and I'm so tired. I'm like, I think I'm done. And I put it back into my pajamas,
mm-hmm,
and then whoop. And I'm like, oh, no. I have to take off the pajamas. I put them right in the sink. I run the hot water. And I'm
what
like, that is not.
Out.
Yeah.
See, that's why I use the toilet paper in the morning, like in the middle of the night,
yeah,
early in the morning. I'll dab.
I think I feel like I would be a dabber.
No. Yeah.
This feels like more safe, you know?
Yeah. Like I mean, like, you're not doing that at a urinal, but it's fine.
I think I would bring my own Kleenex, my own tissue.
Yeah, there's nowhere to put it.
There's no garbage?
Well, you gotta
put it in the toilet.
But these are public restrooms, so people will see you walking.
We should do away with urinals. I feel like you guys need the opportunity to have toilet paper.
I like urinals because we have more options. It's quicker.
Way quicker. That's why you could have 10 times more men than women in a place and the women's restroom will still be longer because you got to sit down and take pants off and prep and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. The day the female urinal is invented will be a wonderful day for you all.
I might disagree with you on that one.
I'm trying to think how it would work.
Having your own private, like,
logistically.
You know,
how would it work logistically?
It exists already.
It really only works if you're wearing like a midi skirt.
Look up the original Wizinator.
Oh, is it that cone you put in your pants and it lets you pee like a man?
Yeah. I know of it because of a Minnesota Vikings player who was using it to skirt steroid
drugs.
Testing. Yeah.
Yeah, I got sent one once because they wanted me to like just talk about it on social media. And
you didn't?
Because it. What are you going to do with it after you use it? Like, it's reusable. But what?
You wash it in the sink? But you're washing your hands.
I guess, and put it back in your purse.
You could have tried it once and just thrown it out.
I was very uncomfortable.
Mm.
I'm famously a prude. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do.
All right. Well, I think we've learned a lot today.
You guys, thanks for your honesty.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no problem.
You're welcome.
That's great.
And I think, Bethany, we should start a campaign to destigmatize.
The sit-down.
Mm-hmm.
The male sit-down pee.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
The MSDP.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good idea.
All right.
Should we get shirts that say, I once in a while sit when I pee?
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of humans get their periods.
Yes.
Bethany has had a period at one time in her life.
I only stopped getting mine because of my IUD.
And I get my period every month.
I've heard.
God willing.
Yeah. As long as everything's going okay.
And that's why we love Lola, the female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes.
Look, if you're worried about what you're putting in your body, what you're putting on your body, you should be caring about the ingredients in the stuff you're putting in your body.
Yeah.
Like tampons.
You shouldn't have to compromise when it comes to your feminine care products. Like, you take your vitamins every day.
Yep.
And that's good for you.
Yeah.
Why shove something up a very sensitive area of your body that's not organic?
Look, the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products, so most of them don't. Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients found in their tampons, pads, and liners. You know exactly what you're using. And Lola products are 100% organic cotton, no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes.
And here's the thing about me when it comes to sanitary products. I always run out of them. Lola has a monthly subscription service, so you're never going to be in that situation ever again.
And the thing I love is Lola has cleansing wipes. They're safe for use anywhere on your body. They're the first biodegradable, all-natural wipe of their kind, so perfect for a midday refresh, after you have sex, whatever you need. And they're individually packaged and perfect for on the go.
And Lola does good. With every purchase, they donate feminine care products to a homeless shelter in the U.S. Feminine care products is one of the things that homeless shelters that house women, they run out of it the quickest.
Oh, absolutely. So you know your body best. Lola's going to give you 4 ways to tailor your Lola subscription to perfectly fit your needs. You can change the product type, the absorbency, the quantity, and the frequency, so you always have what you need when you need it.
So Lola is offering 40% off of subscriptions for our Acquired Taste listeners. Visit mylola.com and enter the code TASTE, that's T-A-S-T-E, when you subscribe.
Again, for 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter TASTE when you subscribe. All right, Neil.
Yes.
Kathleen's husband.
That's my name.
Famously.
Infamously.
Infamously. I would like to know, what is the thing that you were first attracted to in Kathleen when you were first accidentally roommates?
Do not talk about the whipped cream. Do not talk about the whipped cream.
What was the whipped cream?
No, nothing.
That's everything. Tell me.
No, I think she's making that up.
You thought I was more scandalous than I actually am.
I thought you were a tiny hooer.
It's not far away, though. So we were, for those who don't know the story, mm-hmm. I was living in a college apartment. Kathleen was subletting one of the rooms in the apartment. And like somehow 20 years later, we're together.
Yeah.
14 years later, we're married and whatever.
Married and whatever.
Yeah, that's what you guys have to look forward to and whatever.
Whatever. So she was out in the backyard, in quotes, of this apartment that I had.
Concrete
and she
slab.
Was,
gotcha.
And she was sunbathing, and she came back in the house with a bathing suit top on. And I noticed her walking with a bathing suit top on.
Hot.
Yeah. It looked pretty good to me.
Mm-hmm. Did Kathleen, did you do that on purpose?
No, of course I did it on purpose. It's like trying to get this dude. Also, Valley of the Dolls is a really good book.
And this is back when you read. You weren't even listening
I
to
know.
It.
I know. Now I don't read books anymore. Yeah. I only listen on my Audible app.
I know you do.
But yeah, I guess it was the bikini top.
Yeah.
That's how you get one.
That's how you get. So
it worked.
That's really sweet. And then yeah. You just started, Neil, you know, like were noticing her more and you were like, oh, she's got like a cute voice and I like her face.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much.
Who has who out? How did this first become a thing?
So I was really into her, but we were watching one of the Real World seasons.
Which two, one?
This it might have been Boston.
This is so long ago that Real World was still wow. on TV.
Yeah, and people watched it.
Yeah.
And like two of the characters started hooking up. And so she was like, oh, I would never hook up with somebody that I lived with because she's an idiot. And so then I'm like, well, crap. Now I got to wait for this chick to like move out of the house so yeah. that I can like ask her out and try to get with her. And I was really bad at like asking people out. I was yeah. like 21. I didn't know what I was doing. And so I was home for a weekend and I was talking to one of my friends about it and he looks at me and he goes, oh, just throw a pillow at her. I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, just throw a pillow at her. I'm like, what's that supposed to do? He's like, just throw a pillow at her and it'll work. So I'm like, all right. So I threw a pillow at her, across the room one night.
He did. A pillow came barreling towards my face.
That is really oddly very cute.
When we were having like a late night conversation one night and then he came over to get his pillow and he kissed me.
Yeah. It was a little bit more than, I mean, like it was a make out.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, yeah, we laid down in the bed with the pillow and yeah. we made out. And yeah. we like, yeah, maybe fondled each other. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
It was I was going to say it was like the smoothest thing I've ever done, but yeah. it's the only smooth thing I have ever done.
Yeah. Was throwing a pillow at a woman.
Yeah, that was it. Okay. Give it a shot.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Enough
yeah.
of this. I want to hear the same question for Dennis. When you first met Bethany, what was your first initial attraction to her?
Oh, man. Well, I think all your listeners know the story. They've listened to our first podcast together, and that was how we infamously met.
Yeah.
Was that she came over as a guest on my podcast.
Yeah.
But I remember when I opened the door and saw her, I had been single for a while, yeah. like 2.5 years. And I was like, you know what? If someone came along at this point, I would feel ready to invite them into my life.
So your heart was open to
my
it.
My heart was really open.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened the door and I just looked at her and something in me went, okay, there she is.
Oh, that's so nice.
And it was just everything about her, the way she carried herself, her outfit, her trench coat.
I know that
my
outfit.
Duster. Her yeah.
Lloyd,
all the taste buds know my duster.
Dobler, yeah. you know, like say anything trench coat. Uh-huh. Would you say it's like, oh, this is Sex and the City? I'm like, no, there it's Lloyd Dobler.
There is a picture of freaking Sarah Jessica Parker wearing the very same trench coat in Sex and the City.
Uh-huh.
I will find it. I'll
15
show you.
Years after John Cusack, though.
I mean, fine.
That's
fine.
I love the movie Say Anything, so
oh, yeah.
I'm just going to go with the same.
That's my
reference
cultural yeah. reference.
Yeah.
And I just knew at that point, I was like, okay, it's going to be her.
Uh-huh.
I just have to gauge if she's ready. But it was like instant for me. Aww. Totally instantaneous. Yeah.
That's really nice.
You know, attraction. The first time I saw Neil, he walked in the door and I was like, I get to live with this cute boy. It was like, yeah, it was instant. I think you just know.
Yeah, you do. You just know.
I saw this tweet the other day that said, you'll know if a guy likes you. You'll know. If you're confused, he doesn't like you.
Mm.
And I think that is so brilliant.
I'm trying to think if I knew you liked me, and I don't think I did.
You were extremely confused.
I was really, really I
well,
didn't
that's just
know.
You. That's
that
just
is
you.
Also me. I can't read cues.
But I think so many women out there are like, I don't know if he likes me. Does he like me? What should I do? You know. Like a guy, if they like you, and if a guy is worth their salt and they're ready to be in a relationship, you're going to know if they like you.
They throw pillows at you.
Like, I was not confused before Neil threw that pillow at me. I knew he liked me. Okay. Like, I knew.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I was staring at your breasts
yes,
while you were walking.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes.
But this is also, you have to look at this too. This is the big difference between when we met. We were children. I yeah, was 21, yeah. you were 19.
Yeah.
We were children. And so it's like, huh, you're cute. Huh, I like your boobs. While you guys are like,
I'm 42.
Adults.
Yeah,
so you're adults and you like
fully
each
formed.
Other, and you like each other for adult reasons.
And also, yeah, Dennis also knew because we got to know each other as like people first,
uh-huh.
so he knew that I was not ready So you also, like, Dennis, you held back because you knew I wasn't ready.
You can't, you don't want to ever force someone into liking you or make them feel like they're ready when they're not.
Yeah.
That's a shitty thing to do to a human being. And, like, it's a very selfish thing. So, like, I also, for my own entertainment, made you ask me.
Yeah.
Because
it
was hilarious.
Wait, so you asked Dennis to be your... to be your boyfriend?
I asked him.
You asked me to do an experiment.
Yeah.
For science.
Oh. Because, yeah, it's because I...
For science.
I had not been able to stop thinking about him, but I was confused as to why that was, because I am fully detached from my emotions. Mm. And so I asked my friend Miran, like, he came over to meet my cats and he stayed for 4 hours. What does that mean? And she was like, he likes you. And then we had to ask the waitress at the Smith, what does that mean? And the waitress at the Smith was like, you're an idiot. He likes you. And then I invited myself over to his apartment in Brooklyn
the next day
and was also having a hard time focusing. And so then I was just like, here's the problem, but I don't want to ruin our friendship. So can we kiss for science? And then if we don't feel anything, then we won't.
That's the best line ever.
Yeah.
Can we kiss for science?
Yeah, it was purely scientific. And you said that, Dennis, you were like, yes, we can kiss for science.
Yes. You stammered on your words, got up, excused yourself. You said, you. You got up. You said, I'm going to the bathroom. I said, okay. I was like, you're going to tell me what you want to ask me when you come back? You were like, I don't know. You went into the bathroom. That's why I wrote the Lonely Hearts scene where she looks at herself in the mirror, because I pictured that was you.
Oh, that's so nice. Like,
psyching yourself up.
Yeah.
Did you?
I think I was just looked at myself and I was like, oh, fuck.
But you guys, I mean, it's for me to look at your relationship is amazing, because I've never been in a relationship for that long.
Yeah.
And you guys are like, you can tell that there's such love between you. It's really beautiful to see.
We're really good at faking it.
Yeah, so good at faking it. So good.
We're like casual acquaintances at this point.
A little inside baseball. One day before Bethany and I started recording a podcast, we were like, you know, as we do, we bounce ideas off of each other. And Bethany started doing this thing. She's like, oh, all right, I have to tell you something. And then she started scratching her scalp. And then she was running her hands up and down her arms, maybe she was cold, but she wasn't really cold. And then she started doing this thing, you know, when someone's having a panic attack and they start kind of bending at the waist.
That's her move.
Like, oh my God. Like, oh my God.
Did you have run a mile?
Oh my God. I don't know what I'm going to do. And then she starts putting her hands and her arms like over her head. And just walking aimlessly around the room, looking up at the ceiling. She's like, I have to tell you something. I don't know. I'm so confused. And then she sits down on the kitchen floor with her back against the cabinet. And she goes, I think I like him. And I was like, okay, girlfriend. Yeah, I think you do. Then she starts like listing the pros and cons list. And I'm like, girlfriend, just go on a date with him. Like, just let somebody in for once in your life. And then you guys, that's what happened. And it was Bethany and Dennis, Dennis and Bethany.
We have so many outtakes of this podcast where Kathleen kept bringing Dennis up before I was ready to talk about him. And then I would have to edit that out.
Uh-huh.
I can probably put some of those in here
You
right
should
now.
Definitely. I want to hear those.
Yeah. And I dabble in veganism.
Yes, you do.
Shut the f*** up.
Oh, like Bethany, what'd you learn this week? Can I say what you learned this week?
Nope.
You learned that your heart is starting to crack open again and accept love.
Mm-hmm. That's going to get edited out.
Bethany is falling in love.
Nope. Okay.
Edit. That's very cute.
And now here we are going to the Winchester house next week together.
Winchester Mystery
first vacation.
House.
It's your first vacation together.
Yeah, so we've never really traveled together. You, Kathleen, and Neil have traveled together a lot. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Are you good traveling together?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I do. You know what? I'm going to kill you.
Neil looks terrified.
Traveling is fine. It's the preparing to travel.
I take all night to pack, and I like stay up all night.
She can have 3 weeks. She can have 3 days. She can have 3 hours. She just won't start packing until like the night before.
Yeah. Which is strange because, Kathleen, you plan your outfits weeks in advance.
I do.
Based on Pinterest searches.
Yeah, I write them down in my journals.
Okay.
What exactly I'm going to pack, but I don't know.
I have to bring this up.
Ugh.
She might kill me. Yeah. You know what I'm going to say.
Just don't.
She irons her clothes before she packs them.
Good because for you.
You don't know what the quality of the iron is going to be that. When you get to the hotel. You don't know if they're going to have a good iron.
But they're going to come out wrinkled because they've been in a suitcase.
That's not true.
If you roll them, they won't.
Yeah, if you roll, exactly. Dennis,
whoa.
Neil, go suck a nut.
Whoa.
Anyway, let's talk about your first vacation together. Here are some tips. allow yourselves to like Bethany, you go get the coffee in the morning. Dennis, you stay in the room.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Give yourself some time apart from one another, because if you spend all your time with each other, especially I know Bethany, I know she like needs some air to breathe. Go off and do your own thing at some point during the day.
That's
like
a good idea.
Like every day, once a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even if it's just 20 minutes.
That's a really good
idea. We do that now when I stay over.
Yeah.
I'm
for
like,
sure.
I'm gonna go for a walk. You're like, yeah, go for your walk.
Yeah, go for your walk. I just read that Gwyneth Paltrow, Kathleen, your girlfriend Gwyneth, and her husband, whoever his name is, like he stays at his apartment 3 nights a week.
Really?
To get separation.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And so for bathroom issues, this is tip number two for you guys.
Oh. Poopery.
Yeah, you need to come up with some sort of system where you're not embarrassed about it.
That's not going to happen
Bethany's
for me.
Problem, not yep. me. I'm like, I'll do whatever. So I'll like, hey, look, it's my body and this is what's going to happen.
So come up with a safe word.
Okay.
That's like pineapples. So then Dennis knows he needs to leave the room for like
but
5 minutes.
I can't even do that because I don't want him to even know that that's a thing that happens in this world.
Okay. Let's erase this right now. Let's erase all of this like anxiety you have around this. Dennis, I have to tell you something.
Yes.
Bethany poops.
No, I do not.
She poops.
So I have to tell you, I'm very proud of her.
Uh-huh.
I'm very proud of Miss Bethany Watson because a couple of weeks ago, She's breaking through a lot of shame barriers. And a couple weeks ago, she did say, Dennis, I am going to the bathroom. And I said, what are you going to do, Bethany? She was like, don't ask me. And I said, oh, that's great.
Okay.
She said, but I'm going to do it while you're here.
Uh-huh.
Baby steps.
Very happy for
baby
her.
Baby steps.
And then eventually, like us, you'll poo with the door open.
No.
And if someone gets close to the door, you're like, back away, back away.
But doesn't that make you not want to have sex with the person?
No.
No, not
really?
At all.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody poops, right? And so, like, you just don't, that doesn't really come into it.
Tip number three.
Yes.
You should have saved the poop one for last because I think we've lost her.
I've shut down.
Tip number three. So you're going to be like touring and doing a few things.
Yeah.
You each pick one thing that you want to do every day.
Ooh. Also a good idea.
Because
that's great.
If you let one person make the itinerary, like, okay, so Bethany has a day of her stuff and Dennis has a day. I like a day that's mixed, you know?
Yeah.
So like somebody gets something every day and you don't wake up feeling like, oh, we did all of your stuff yesterday. Well, I'm going to really punish you today. We're going to do double of my stuff today.
Fair. That's a really good. These
That's
are all
really
very good, Kathleen. Look at you.
You should go into
couples therapy.
Relationship advice.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. This is very
That's really good.
Because you've been doing it long enough that you have some experience.
Neil is shaking his head. Why are you shaking your head?
Effects. Dramatic effects. not real.
Are you guys, but you guys are, you always travel a lot, which makes me believe that you're good together.
We're
to travel.
Good travelers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I always give him the outsize you. I take the middle.
We're actually not sitting next to each other on the plane.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. That is better.
You can't share plane snacks, but that's okay.
That's all right.
So blessings to both of you. I wish you luck on your first vacation together.
Thank you. We will have pictures we are posting. We'll be posting pictures.
You can each text me separately the problems that you're having with one another. I'm happy to be the mediator.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The mediator.
Meteoroid.
Sounds like the person that solves your problems by blowing them up.
Why don't I text Kathleen to get the female opinion and you text Neil to get the male opinion?
No, Neil gives bad advice. Just text me.
Why are you so mean? I've been texting my boyfriend Neil.
Okay, whatever.
I give great advice.
Sure. Yeah, I bet you do. Oh, Kathleen, I'm so excited.
Oh, why?
Because as Dennis and I embark on our vacation, I get to use my Quip toothbrush, which is the number one reason I wanted Quip is because of the travel.
I freaking love my Quip toothbrush.
They're awesome. They are an electric toothbrush that is battery powered and they do not require recharging for 3 months. And you can travel with them because their little case that covers the bristles, if you turn it around, it sticks to the mirror of the hotel room and acts as a little place to put your toothbrush so that you don't have to put it on the dirty, dirty hotel counter.
If you're confused right now, Bethany and I are talking about Quip toothbrushes, the Mercedes of the toothbrush world.
Oh, yeah.
Don't write your friend a wedding check this wedding season.
No one wants a wedding check.
No, just get them Quip toothbrushes, matching ones for the happy couple.
Treat their teeth to an electric toothbrush from Quip. Help them build good habits for the future because there are guiding pulses that tell you when to change sides of your mouth because most people don't brush for long enough. I know I don't.
Oh, I definitely don't.
No, and I also brush too hard. I had to have my gums grafted because my gum line was receding because I was brushing the living hell out of it.
So when you start brushing with your Quip toothbrush, you press a little button and you brush, 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 and it's like vibrate, 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 and then it lets you know when it's time to switch to the next quadrant of your mouth.
Yep.
My mouth has never felt cleaner than it does when I use my Quip.
And brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. 75% of us use old, worn out bristles that are ineffective and straight up gross.
Yes.
Quip just send you new stuff and it's just $5.
And if you've got little ones in the house, not cats, children.
Not bugs, children.
They make a kid's toothbrush, too. The new kid's brush is the same as our original adult version, just tweaked a little bit for sized down mouths. And kids are inspired to brush better and more often because it's fun to use the Quip toothbrush.
And they want to do what you're doing. So they get their own Quip brush, too. It's just a baby one.
Yep. And it's good to help kids develop grown-up routines, you know, without childish gimmicks.
Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association. And we want to get you yours. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/taste right now, you can get your first refill pack for free.
That's your first refill pack for free. This is not a small offer. Go to getquip.com/taste. That's getquip.com/taste. Can I tell you guys a funny story that I just read on Twitter?
Yes, please. Twitter.com.
It's from a Twitter user called @sixthformpoet. Okay?
Okay.
My dad died. Classic start to a funny story. He was buried in a small village in Sussex. This guy is English. And I was really close to my dad, so I visited his grave a lot. I still do. Don't worry. The story gets funnier. I always took flowers, and my mom took flowers, and we always visited a lot. And my grandparents were still alive then, so they took flowers. And my dad's grave looked like a solid third place at the Chelsea Flower Show. But I felt really bad for the guy next to my dad. He never had any flowers. He died on Christmas Day at the age of 37. No one left him any flowers, and now there's a pop-up florist in the grave next door. So I started buying my dad's grave neighbor flowers. I started buying flowers for a deceased man I never met. I did this for quite some time, but I never mentioned it to anyone. It was just like a little private joke with myself that I was making a world a better place, one bunch of flowers at a time. I know it sounds weird, but I came to think of this guy as a friend. I wondered if there was a hidden connection between us, something secretly drawing me to him. Maybe we went to the same school. Maybe we played for the same football club or whatever. So I Googled his name, and then 10 seconds later, I found him. His wife didn't leave him flowers because he murdered her on Christmas Day.
Oh, no.
And after he murdered his wife, he murdered her parents, too. And then after that, he jumped in front of the only train going through the Balcombe Tunnel that Christmas night. That is why no one ever left him flowers. Yeah. No one except me, of course. I left him flowers. I left him flowers every couple of weeks. Every couple of weeks for 2.5 years. I felt so terrible for his wife and parents. Now, I wasn't going to leave them flowers every couple of weeks for 2.5 years, but I did feel like I owed them some sort of apology. So I found out where they were buried, and I brought flowers and drove to the cemetery. And as I was standing at their graves, mumbling apologies, a woman appeared behind me. And she wanted to know who I was and why I was leaving flowers for her aunt and her grandparents. Awkward. So I explained, and she said, okay, that's weird, but actually quite sweet. And I said, thanks. Yeah, it is a bit weird. And oh God, I asked her out for a drink. Incredibly, she said yes. 2 years later, she said yes again when I asked her to marry me because that is how I met my wife.
Oh my God.
Is that the craziest thing you've ever heard?
That's amazing.
It's the least cute meet cute in the world.
Yes. Yeah, it's the most like macabre meet cute. Yeah.
Someone should make a movie just about that.
Right?
Yeah. I think he has like two more stories that interweave with that story too. I saw it like trending. That's really funny.
So moral of the story, go hang out at the graveyard if you want to meet somebody to date.
It's great. Dennis took me to the graveyard on our second date, third date. We walked around a graveyard.
Appropriate.
Yeah, I thought so too.
The best place to get baby names if you're pregnant is a graveyard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Especially in the South, you're going to get those like really cool old Southern baby names.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest, creepiest thing I think you've ever said.
Oh, I bet she can do better.
I can do better.
She's done creepier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, never mind.
We want to give a shout out really quickly. A couple of gifts came in the mail that are pretty great and we're excited about. Joy from Naples, Florida sent us this old Baton magazine, not a magazine, like a technique book that she found.
Uh-huh. It's definitely from the 1950s.
Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of really offensive outfits in here. But Joy understands how ridiculous this book is, and she found it, and she sent it to us because she thought we would appreciate it. So thank you, Joy. And also, we need to give a shout-out to listener Taylor. Taylor sent us this awesome acquired taste reply stamp.
Yeah. So when you send our mail, we don't need to write our address out.
I know. So thoughtful. Thank you, Taylor. It's from Mason Rowe for all your stamping needs.
Love that.
Mason Rowe.
Or, I'm sorry, if your boyfriend gets out of the shower and you want to stamp his back.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking
about. So there's very little that Bethany and I don't share anymore. Dennis jumped out of the shower the other day and she took this stamp set that says acquired taste.
P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey.
Stamped it on his naked back as he's getting out of the shower, took a quick picture and then sent it to me.
Yep.
You know how she did it too? Dennis, wait, hold on 1 second. Uh-huh. And then just, and I was like, what did you just do?
Goosh, goosh.
And I turned around and she was evilly smiling with the acquired taste. She was like, a listener gave us this.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's great. Where is it on my back?
It's on your shoulder blade. And it looks great.
If you two ever decide to get married, I do hope that the proposal is with the same swiftness. Goosh, goosh.
Just
goosh,
stamped. Goosh, goosh. Your engagement ring is stamped on on your finger. We're done.
Goosh, goosh.
I don't want to take a knee.
Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
So, you know, my love for Trader Joe's goes really deep. So much so now that I'm getting emails from listeners about my Trader Joe's, the one in Hoboken, and they're like giving me tips and tricks on when stuff is on sale.
Yeah.
I discovered a new hair mask at Trader Joe's. Oh. So, Bethany, do you have dry hair?
I do, because I color the living hell out of it.
That is my issue too, because I'm naturally brown, like pretty dark brown, and I go blonde. And so I spend so much money on hair conditioner.
Yeah.
And Trader Joe's has this new shea butter coconut oil hair mask for $4.
God bless them.
And my hair was like I was born out of my mom's uterus the day before.
It looks really good.
It was so soft when I was using it. Oh my, I ran out of it fairly quickly because I didn't want to get out of the shower. I was like, let me just keep putting this all over my body.
Got to.
And then my whole body was so soft. But yeah, that's what I learned this week. Go to Trader Joe's for your hair products.
Your hair looks especially Blake Lively-ish today. Oh,
thank you, thank you.
It's very long and beautiful.
Bethany, what did you learn this week?
What did I learn? I forgot about it. What did I just friggin' learn?
You've learned a lot this week.
I know you guys have been doing a lot of financial stuff, learning about how to save money.
Do you want me to tell you what I learned this
week? Yeah, Dennis, what'd you learn this week?
Okay, so I learned that I was using credit cards all wrong.
Okay.
So most of us use credit cards to buy things, right? To buy things that we can't really pay for yet.
Uh-huh.
But we're using them wrong. What we have to do is we have to get credit cards that have rewards.
Yes.
Automate those credit cards to be paid off every month so we don't get charged any interest, but earn the rewards. So you're constantly having a zero balance. So find the credit cards that give you rewards on your bills, your phone bill, everything that you pay off every month that you're paying with your debit card. Don't do that. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Do it so you're getting the rewards and you actually earn money. There is an Amazon credit card that you get 5% cash back on groceries.
I have that credit card.
No. Thank you.
And restaurants?
Yes.
Drugstores?
But the key is you cut that up. You only use it for those specific things and pay the balance off every month so you are not going into debt. You are consistently paying off what you would buy anyway with your debit card.
Uh-huh.
But you're earning cash back. And then you, at the end of the year, you have $7,000. Well, not that much. But you have about $700.
That's great.
Cash back stuff. And you can also earn flights, hotels, all of this stuff.
You're working the system.
Right. And I did learn that from I Will Teach You to Be Rich, this great book that I'm reading. So I recommend that book to anyone out there. And that's what I learned financially.
That's great. Neil, what about you? What'd you learn this week?
Well, first, I'd like to say I'm wearing headphones that I bought with points that I earned on my Amazon Prime credit card. This week, I learned that Bethany really loves making that alarm noise. This week, so I got a new job recently, and I don't start until next Monday, and I have an entire week off.
That's so dope.
And I learned, and I'm learning how to relax again, how to live without having some sort of Damocles of stress wiping over my head all
day
long.
Nice Damocles reference.
Thank you. I try to reference the classics whenever I can.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true. this morning, the cat was nice enough to wake us up at 6 o'clock. Aww. And after feeding her, I went back to sleep until after 9.
It was wonderful.
I haven't slept until 9 in a long, very, very long time. And so it's just how to sort of let go and relax.
That's a really good lesson.
That's a good tip for everybody. If you're in between jobs and you can afford to do it, take a week off before you start your new job.
Yes.
Let yourself reset.
Yes. It's one of the best things you can do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
What a freaking learn. Oh, I learned about a movie I'd never heard of before and I loved it.
Okay.
It is called Rope. It is an old Hitchcock film. And you guys know I love one of my biggest movie boners is when things are done in one long shot.
Oh,
and
you know what? You guys being filmmakers, you guys know the behind the scenes stuff. When Neil and I are watching TV and things are done in one shot, we go, holy shit, that looks really good. It was done in one shot.
It's amazing.
So your efforts are worth it.
Okay, good. And Rope, it was one of the first films done to appear as though it's one long take.
Wow.
And but it's back in the day of before they had the Steadicam. Mm-hmm. And so you couldn't just carry a gyroscopic camera that didn't show footsteps. So they had this big camera that they were rolling, and the set pieces behind the camera person would literally split apart so that they could move this camera through. And the actors were like running around behind, and set people were moving set pieces so that they could move this giant camera around.
Wow.
And so it's meant to look like it's just one long, long, long take. And it's this great, awesome, creepy movie about these two guys who kill their friend and then serve dinner for his parents and girlfriend on top of the table they've put his body in.
Wait, so where did you watch it? Amazon Prime, Netflix?
We rented Amazon it Prime. On Amazon Prime. It's $3.99.
And it's called Rope.
Rope.
All right.
Rope.
Now I know what I'm doing tomorrow night.
Good. And James Stewart is in it, and he's very, very good and charming. And yeah, it was really, really good. I liked
it. The best part about it is that technically at the time, this was one of the first times I had ever filmed like a quote unquote one shot movie with very little takes.
Uh-huh.
And when you watch it and with that in mind, it's amazing.
I mean, they were artists.
Yeah.
It was the whole movie he did then, not just one scene that was like really long.
I think so. So ultimately each take, because it was film, it was like 10 to 12 minutes worth of film before you had to reload the camera.
50 minutes until you had to reload the canister.
Okay. So yeah. So wow. So they stitched the takes together. But and you can tell now, mm-hmm. like they'll zoom yeah. into like the back of a chair and then zoom back out. So you can tell that that was when they switched it over.
Very cool.
But the intention is for it to be quote unquote one long.
And there are only
shot.
Three hard cuts in the whole movie that he wow. had to put in. Just for the transitions, but basically it looks like just one long shot.
Yeah.
And you learned something about the cameraman too.
Was what? He hot?
Broke his foot.
Was it on Wikipedia?
It was on Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he broke his foot. And so they had to like pull him away so that they could continue shooting without cutting. Someone else swooped
in. They covered his mouth to cover his screams, dragged him out of the studio. So that's how it was done back yeah. in the day. And that's probably why unions have formed.
Probably why unions are
it's
formed.
It's the most like Hitchcockian thing.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Keep
so, yeah.
the camera rolling and get yeah. him out of here.
So yeah. So I highly recommend it. Dennis introduced me to it. It's a great movie. I recommend it. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. Kathleen, where can people find you on social media?
At WebGirlKathleen on everything.
Neil?
At What Neil Drinks on everything.
Dennis?
At Dennis Callow on everything.
I am Radio Bethany on Twitter, Miss Bethany Watson on Instagram. And you can follow the podcast as well on Twitter.
At Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram, at Acquired Taste Podcast.
At Facebook.com/AcquiredTastePodcast.
You can email us at AcquiredTastePodcast@gmail.com.
If you'd like to send us some snail mail, we have a mailbox, Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey 07030.
You can reach an Acquired Taste Podcast at 917-994-0353. That's 917-994-0353.
And yeah, we would love it if you would rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen.
Yeah. The two of you, Dennis, Neil, please rate, review, subscribe if you haven't already.
Oh, yeah, I got to do that.
Oh, come on.
I gave them... I cannot rate, review, and subscribe. I do not have iTunes.
And this is eventually how we'll get divorced.
All right.
Wow, we're the worst, Neil.
All right, Taste Buds, here's what you had to say this week.
Hi, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Taste Bud Christine from Baltimore, Maryland. And I am marrying the love of my life, fellow Taste Bud Katie, this Saturday, like 5 days from now. And I just wanted to surprise her by leaving a voicemail and telling her how much I love her and how excited I am to be her wife. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's Mary Alice. I'm a fellow Taste Bud. It seems so strange leaving a voicemail. I was trying to process in my head what to say. I ultimately wanted to tell you guys how amazing your podcast is. I think beyond the podcast, what a platform you guys have created for us Taste Buds on Facebook in that group. It's literally like a second family to me. I can always go there for support, and I never expect any judgment there. We all have problems, and they're different, and they're diverse, and they're special, but it seems as if at least one or two fellow Taste Buds can, you know, understand. So this is really just a thank you, because I've never felt more comforted by a group of people that are complete strangers.
Hi, Bethany. Hi, Kathleen. This is fellow Taste Bud Megan. I was just listening to the episode where Kathleen was talking about Rachel Hollis and
listening to Girl Wash Your Face. And let me tell you, girl, she has changed my life, too. I am absolutely obsessed with everything Rachel Hollis. It is something that is so motivational that all of us women need to hear about doing what we think is best for us and not listening to other people put us down and stop making excuses and go out there and live the kick-butt life that we all want and deserve.
Hi, Bethany, Kathleen. This is Tammy, your only Magnolia Facebook, and I want to thank y'all. Your podcast is getting me home. I work in corrections, and I have an hour and a half drive home, and it is 12:41 a.m. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Bethany and Kathleen. This is Christina from New Jersey. I just was listening to the episode when you were talking about rompers and bathroom terrors, and I had to call in because, Kathleen, I don't know if you remember this, but at the live event in Hoboken, I had a romper experience in the bathroom, and you walked in like my savior, and I fangirled and couldn't get my romper to be buttoned or zipped at the top. And you were so willing to help me, and I really appreciate it. And now I know it's because you're a romper girl at heart as well.
Hi, guys. This is Christy calling from New York. I just want to tell you guys that you're great, and I wish you had a podcast more than once a week. Because one time on Wednesday is just not enough for me. I understand why, because you guys are super busy and super cool. Just want to tell you guys I love you, and you make me really happy and laugh so much. Keep being you, and have a great day.